horse classes where we do access tools and horses. It's called Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, and it's classes about building more consciousness for us and in the relationship with horses, in the relation, in the communication with horses. So it's mainly classes about that. But originally, should I tell very shortly how I got into all of this?
Oh, please do.
Yeah, I was actually in a completely other job up until 12 years ago. I was a very fast running businesswoman in selling huge IT solutions like, there's a dog somewhere. Hi, dog. big quality management systems for very big companies. So I was always in this suit and always in my head. A very different life than what I live today. But back then it seemed very reasonable and very funny. Then my daughter became seriously ill with MS, sclerosis. So she very quickly lost her ability to walk and talk and hear and see. And she was very, very bad. Like 5-6 years ago, she was in a wheelchair, really, really struggling to hear and see and talk, and her spine had collapsed. So I quite quickly stopped working because I had to take care of her. And so I spent almost all my time with her, helping her with different things. And then she started riding at the riding therapist. And I could see that that was pretty much the only time during a week that there was a light in her eyes. She was really happy about that 45 minutes once a week. So we heard about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Have you guys heard about that? Mm-hmm. It's a very cute, very, very cool foundation that can grant seriously ill or dying kids wishes. And she wished for a horse, and she got a horse from them. And I was like, oh, wow, cool. How does it get any better? I didn't know what was back in front of a horse at that moment, but I was thinking, shit, if that helps her, let's do it. I'll find out how to do it. And I thought, well, I could either buy a horse or I could run beside her because I was helping her all the time anyway. So I bought a horse and I thought, I'm going to learn this. And I was struggling. I'm fit and I'm strong. And she was weak and she didn't have two muscles that coordinated correctly. But I couldn't follow her on a horse. She would ride bareback and only with a halter. I would have a saddle and bit in the mouth of the horse and everything. And I couldn't follow her. And I was like, what is that? What happened here? And I was getting a little bit frustrated because I couldn't. I was doing all the right things, all the technically right things. And I couldn't make my horse do the things that she could make her horse do. And I said to her one day, how the are you doing this? And she said, but I just talked to her, to him. And I said, You're not saying a word. And she said, well, I'm just talking to him in here. And she pointed at herself. And I was like, it all made sense in that moment. And I really thought, really, that was the moment where I really understood that there is another dimension that I didn't really know anything about. I was doing all the right stuff on the physical level, but I didn't get that what she was doing. Then she was one day at the therapist and I was waiting and there was this book on the table, Gary Douglas's book, Talk to the Animals. And I just grabbed it because I thought, shit, that's what she's doing. And I just read the book. Woof, and the therapist said to me, where did you go? And I said, we are going here. This is where we are going because this is what my daughter can. She can talk to the horses. So we got into access via that book. And at that time, like 5-6 years ago, Gary just announced that he would teach 10 people to facilitate the Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider class. But to apply for that, you had to take all the access classes. So I just went home and I just signed up for her and me for all the access classes. And we just took like 26 classes in 1 year. And we applied for the horse class and we went there. And at that point, I was just trying to fix my daughter funny thing, funny point of view to have that I could fix another person. But anyway, what happened there was that she finally got to a place where she was actually the best. She doesn't do well in school. She doesn't do well physically. She doesn't do well anywhere. But this point, this is where she shines, and this is where she's absolutely top of the world. But I got more and more interested in it because it opened up a dimension of my life that I never knew existed. And when I got home from that class in Texas, from that time with Gary in Texas, where we were taught to facilitate these classes, when I got up back on the back of my horse, I'll never forget that moment because he literally turned his head around and looked at me with a gratitude in his eyes. Like, finally, you got it. Now we can have fun. Now we can play. The connection was avatar-ish, you know, where the avatars just plug in, and there was just this is what that's the key of this class. It's to become the avatar in a connection with an animal, in a communion with an animal. It creates a space and a possibility for people to connect with the animal, to kind of plug in like the avatars do, and just open up the channels of communication and communion with the animal and with everything else around us. That was the story about how I got into horses and axes and all of that. And for me, the axes and horses in one is kind of like completely magic to me because, you know, and the most of the listeners probably know about the axes tools or am I, yeah? So, and when you do the axes tools and play with the axes tools with horses, it just gets so alive and it's just is so inspiring because the horses are exactly where we want to be, where we thrive to be. They are present. They are here right now. And there are no judgments in their world. They don't give a shit whether you're wearing old pants or the newest fashion. They don't give a shit how your hair is this morning or anything. They just meet you exactly as who you are. And they mirror you 100% pure mirror with no points of views, with no projections and no judgments. So if we let them, they can actually facilitate us in a level that people who have studied on university for 7 years will take 100 hours to give you what a horse can give you in a heartbeat because it's 100% clean mirror. And if you dare to look in that mirror, the horse can show you exactly who you are and where to go from here and what would be a contribution to you in. And that's just the magic of it. They are the access tools in action. And very, very, they can change everything like that. When we work with the horses and we ask questions and we find out, oh, that's where there is something. And we just ask the horse, you want to destroy and not create that? And they say, yes, it's kind of like, and then it's gone. It's such a magic and it's such an inspiration for us. And I always stand there and like, wow, how does it get any better? What would it take for me to choose to change in that speed? What would it take for me to actually just walk and move and choose with that ease? And so uncomplicated because they just do it. That's it. And they walk with it. And it's just, that's amazing. And also when we do the body processes on the horses, like you guys know when we do body processes, it's so yummy and it's really, really nice with us as well. But when we do a body process on us, on people, we often do an hour and a half with their horse. We want to ask the horse, so would you like some MTVSS or some other kind of whatever body process the horse calls out for, and you would give it in maybe 2 minutes, maybe seven, and then they will walk off and they're done. They receive in a speed that is very inspiring as well. Wow. Yeah. So it can actually show us and inspire us to choose even more, and actually show us how easy it can be, how quickly we can change, how much we can actually choose compared to what we're choosing right now. Yeah, so playing with horses is actually, access and horses for me is a cocktail that is just, whether you are a horse person or not, it just is miraculous what happens there. And when we, and please ask questions if there's anything that pops up. Otherwise, I'll just blah, 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 blah.
There's so many that I can think of at the moment. One of them, you now said if you're a horse person or not, the first thing is, I'm guessing that you do not require a horse to be part of the class, do you?
Well, we do have horse. Yeah. Sorry?
You don't have to have your own horse. You don't have to have a horse at home.
No, not at all. Actually, the one of the funny thing with this class is also there are no prerequisites, so you don't have to ever have heard a pot and pock in your whole life. And also, you can be a horse person. There are people coming to the class that has never been close to a horse and comes there because maybe they are afraid of horses. I want to deal with that. Or they have a sense of, oh, this might open up something for me that I haven't dared to look at. Or it can be completely professional horse people. I work with some breeders that breeds thoroughbred for gallop, for racing. And so their variety is so big. There are people who have done 20 access classes. There are people who have done non-access classes, and everything is okay. So the variety in the classes goes from completely new to access to really, really into a lot of access, and from not having been close to a horse ever, and to people who work 24/7 with horses all the time, or own a lot of horses, or whatever. The thing is that just makes these classes very, very funny, because there is such a, we're not the same, all of us. We are really individuals, and the contribution that we can be to each other is very, very huge. And also, I actually think I three times have had people who have never been close to a horse in the class, and that has been quite amazing. And one of the ladies was after a class in Ireland. She called afterwards and she said, she was not a horse person at all, but she called and she said, you know, what was the main thing that I got out of this class is actually the knowing that I can talk to anything. Not just horses. I know that we talk a lot about communication, clear communication between a person and a horse, and how the horses communicate, how we communicate. But for her, the big, big thing in this class was actually that she really got that she could talk to anything. Mm-hmm. And that she told a funny story where she was driving in her car and their engine stopped. So she pulled over and she was trying to find out what's going on with my car. And she was standing there with a car key over the engine, and she lost it. She dropped the car key and she couldn't find it. And she was really panicking a little bit because she was looking and looking and looking for that key, and she just couldn't find it. It was just went down into the engine somewhere. And then she all of a sudden thought of, oh, maybe I should try to talk to it. Maybe I should try to. So she contacted it in the same way that we contact each other and the horses and start up the communication there. And she just addressed the car key and said, please, will you let me see you? Will you show yourself to me? And she started asking questions. So is it in here, in this part of the engine? Is it, where can I, and she started asking questions, and all of a sudden it was there. So these tools that we use, it's not only with the horses, we can use it everywhere. So for her, that was the big thing of that. Normally, I would say, for most people attending these classes, it's about horses, you know, and we work with horses, but you don't have to own a horse and you don't ever have to be close to a horse ever to attend.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know for people. I love horses. I do. And what pinged for me as you were talking was that connection that we have, like the avatars, that communion. And yeah. I'm hoping you can talk a little bit more about that, not just for us and the horses, but as you said, it applies to every other aspect of our lives.
It does, exactly. It does. Yes, thank you for that. Because that's one of the main thing of the classes, to really open up the channels of this kind of communication, the energetic communication, and some of the tools that we do again and again and again during the class. We'll start up the class by talking a little bit about the horses' natural behavior in their not natural habitat, and how they communicate with each other. And we'll start practicing that with the horses and with each other. So we'll look a little bit on how do we really do this. How do we communicate energetically? And we'll practice that with every horse that we work with during class. And when we start using these tools about the energy flowing, about their opening up for their communication channel, and all of that, then when the energy flows between the horse and you, and the barriers are down, and we are expanded out, and we'll expand their horse's zone out as well as our own, and we'll meet the horse out there in the zone. Then we can that avatar connection opens up. The possibility to have that communion opens up when you're there. And so it's actually core access tools that we're using: the energy flowing, barriers down, the expanding of our energy and of the zone of the horse. So it's really core tools that we practice there, but it gets so clear when we're with the horse how it works and how it actually, when we do these basic things, we can actually get the sense of these channels of communication and information that can flow freely between the horse and us. It gets so clear, and that's where we want to go, and that's where we actually, when once we practice that, we can use that as a platform to be in a communion with a horse. So whether we ride it or we are just next to it, we can actually have a tsunami of energy coming to us, because the horse's natural state is that they want to contribute to us big time. So if you let it, and if you get your barriers down and you're willing to receive it, you can receive amounts of energy that is really, really amazing, because they really want to contribute big time to us. So that's one thing that will really have a huge energy flow. And the next thing is that it will be so much easier to ride. It will be so much easier to be around a horse once you got the sense of that avatar connection, because then you no longer have, it's not that hard anymore. It makes the connection and the cooperation with the horse ease and fun, because the horse will just, you'll just interact with a horse on a completely different level. Because when we work with horses or play with horses, there is a body language, there is some physical touch and saying the sounds, and there is the energetic connection. So once you open up all three, because normally when you're in a riding school, it's the physical things. Mm-hmm. And if we go very, very far in horsemanship or things like that, then you also incorporate their body language, all of those signs that, are you looking down, are you looking up, are you, which way are your body turning, and all of that. And the horse will have a look at that and also follow you in another way, like we know it from the Horse Whisperer, Robert Redford movie. He's doing that a lot with their, how does he move his body? Does he look up and down? And how does he call in the horse? So So we just put in another dimension, that energy, the avatar connection is actually where we put in a completely other level and a completely other level of ease and joy and fun for the horse and for us. So we'll work on all three parts, and that really gets very clear when you're with a horse. That and as you say, that applies to any part of your life. You can, once you get the sense of how that works with the horse, it will be so much easier also with your family or your kids or whatever. Like we do in other access classes, we train these basic tools to have more ease and fun in our lives. It just, with the horses, gets so clear. So clear. And that is so funny, because it is just, whether you are a really skilled rider working with horses or just fun, you'll just have another ease with it afterwards. It just gets so much easier to be. And we'll actually go around a lot of the access tools, not just the communication, not just the energy flow, but also we'll come around like body work. We'll work on the horses that calls out for that. And we will be a lot in the question and communication with the horses, and asking how we can contribute, what we can be for the horse and do for the horse. And we'll also get around like entities. There's often entities with the horses. We'll get around different parts of the access tools. And the magic is, every time I look back on a class, somehow the horses get to lead us through the class energetically, so that we address exactly the things that the participants of the class get most benefit from. It's so funny how they can actually, that's why Gary called it conscious horse, conscious rider, because we're not at all as conscious as the horses are. They can really, we always start up, there's no structure of the class, but we always start up with a little bit of theory around horse behavior. What has happened from, we took them from the natural habitat to now, and which challenges has that created oftentimes. So, and then we'll go and meet horses and work with one horse at a time and go a little bit back and forth from the horse to the theory, horse theory, and talk about how what happened here, what was that all about. We'll see the horses twice normally, the first day and the second day, and the magic is that we can always see a difference. It's so amazing how quickly horses can change. Sometimes even physically, that you can see a physical change in a horse, or a behavioral change in the energy, a change. It's magical how much they can change in 2 days, and how much we can if we...
Interesting. So what I'm wondering is, when we first started talking and you spoke about horses, I actually had the sense of them just being so conscious and moving and walking, no point of view, no nothing, the space of what that is. And now with you talking, it seems like with what you're saying, that they change like this if they, you know, if they are given the opportunity to.
Yeah.
What is it they need to change? Is it stuff that they are holding on to? Is it stuff that we have that they are taking from us, so to speak?
Oh, thank you for that question. That is a cool question, because that is often the point. And it's so funny to see, they are so willing to interact with us, and so the clearing about predictions, expectations, judgments, conclusions that has been put on them, we often use that one with the horses, because the thing is that they are constantly getting us, and they are constantly searching for, oh, what does she want me to be? Oh, what is it that I'm going to, what is expected now? So they are really, really willing to go into a connection and a communion with the people around them that is beyond what we actually can imagine. So they copy us and they read us in a way that when we are not conscious about it, creates a relationship between the horse and the owner that is really, really not equal, and where the horse seems to put a lot into that relation. It may not seem like that for a person who's in the head, that we see that we do a lot for the horse all the time. We groom them and we take care of them and we feed them and all of that. But at the same time, they are constantly reading us and adapting and taking all the judgments and conclusions that we have, the projections and expectations. So they are constantly kind of trying to make us happy and trying to make the connection work. And when we are not conscious in our corner of that, in our side of that, that creates an unease for the horse that is really big. And sometimes when we work with horses, or often when we work with horses, we can make a difference, we can make a change for them and all of that. But if we don't get the owner of the rider to choose something else, then we often see the horses go back into some kind of drama or expectation or something that comes from the owner or the people around them. Sometimes we can also work with the horses and make them aware of that they can choose something else, and that they can actually, we can give them tools, even though they are very conscious, more conscious than we are, we can give them tools to deal with a lot of judgments and a lot of, or we can just clear them again and again. Sometimes when I work in the Royal Stable here as a part-time, as a call-in, and I often work with the horses, they don't know I do, because they would probably show me the gate very quickly. And you know, the magic of these tools is that you can just do it without saying it loud. You don't have to stand there with a magic wand and yell out loud or something. You can just do it very quietly and inside yourself. And I often see the same thing coming up for the horses again and again and again, and then I can clear it again. So no big deal. You know, the tools are so quick and so
pragmatic.
Yes, exactly. So you can just use them again and again, no big deal. And for the horses, it's no big deal either. They'll go, okay, I'll change that and I'll change that. But you're absolutely right that they are really conscious. But it's more that as long as we don't really understand that consciousness and the communion that we can be, it's very difficult for them anyway to be in it. Mm-hmm. So we were really, what I'm really happy about when we do these classes is that we make a huge difference for the horses out there and for the people. And because they, can you imagine being a horse and you're so conscious and they can't, we're not listening to the language that they speak. And that's where we really can make it a difference, that we can make people aware and we can come with some tools that will open up for us listening to the horses, and it will be a completely win-win, because for us we can win so much if we start listening to these magical animals. They know so much, and they know so much about how we can have a better life and more easy and fun life. And for them, it creates a completely different life as well. Sometimes it's actually enough when we meet the horses in the classes just to open up the channels and start listening, and they will be like, oh my God. They just look at you with a gratitude like, there's finally a two-legged person that is actually communicating with me. And just that response and that connection actually sometimes changes whatever we want to change with a horse, whatever issue was there. Sometimes it's so little things. Sometimes it's just the energy flow that has been stopped for a very long time. That's actually the main thing for the horses, especially on riding schools, not to point at them, but for the horse in natural state, they have energy flowing constantly from the earth up through them and into the universe and from everything around them. And they have energy flowing constantly in all directions. And when there is a person that mounts the horse and sits on top of the horse will naturally start flowing energy, tsunamis of energy from the ground up through the horse and up through the person and out and get that energy flow both ways. And if people are not willing to receive that, there is a stop of that energy. And that thing alone can actually kill a horse. You have seen horses that are completely not alive anymore in the eyes, because it is actually one of the most painful things you can do to a horse. Mount it and sit on there and not receive the energy that is flowing. It's for the horse that is standing underneath you there or beside you. It's actually painful, and it's really closing them down, and it's actually making them. For some horses, it actually kills them. But it's like they are contracted in a way that they cannot be in it, and they'll get like completely on fire. And that thing alone, starting up the energy flow, makes an ease for most horses that they haven't known before. And it makes them, a lot of the misbehavior we see with horses is actually that. It's actually that they cannot provide the energy flow that they want, that they really, really naturally want to do. So that's one tiny, 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 tiny tool. And it takes a split second to open up the energy flow. And it makes a completely different world for the horses, a completely different life for the horses. Yes, they might be conscious enough to know that we want to have the energy flowing because it creates ease and it creates less pain and it opens up channels of communication. All of that in just energy flowing. They might know that, but if the rider or the person besides them do not know that, what can they do? If there's no receiving around them. So that's just an example of one tiny, tiny tool that can just change their life for a horse. Okay. And makes it so much easier for the rider or the owner.
Can anybody learn this?
Sorry?
Can anybody learn this? Because I know animals can understand me.
Uh-huh.
I can't receive them.
Oh, that's one of the things. Yes, everybody, thank you for the question. Yes, everybody can learn it. And it's actually one of the things that changed a lot for me when I started doing the access classes. And my whole life, people have said to me, listen to your heart. And I would look down and I was, I don't hear anything. Or they would say, go with your gut feeling. And I would look down on my stomach. I would say, like, nothing. But the one of the really, really funny thing about access and these classes is those pragmatic tools that we can all use. And there are just tools that are so easy that we'll practice in the class that opens up for the ability to listen and to actually hear what the horses say. And yes, you do it. You do it already, but we are very individual, and the way we hear it is a little, can vary a little bit. So that's one of the key thing that we'll practice and practice and practice in the class is how do you hear when the horse starts talking? How do you hear when your dog does it or the persons around you? How is that language? How do you hear it in your body? Some people might hear a sentence. Some might get a sense in their body. Some might just get a sense of, have you heard they're too light and heavy? Mm-hmm. Where we ask yes and no questions, where we can start up by doing that with the horses and just ask yes and no answering questions like, oh, is there a pain in your body? And for most people, there will be a light feeling is a yes, or a heavy feeling is a no. And then we can start up communicating in that way. And for most people in the class, it develops through those days. From in the beginning, some might have a sense of that yes or no, or we can practice and practice and practice, or some people have actually another way, just a sense in the instantly a sense of what is this all about, or a sense in their body, or so we all do it and we all can learn it. And the magic of these tools is that they are practical, really, really pragmatic tools that we can all just start practicing and learning more and more and get a sense of how do I. In the beginning, I thought, oh, I, as I said, I was in my head. I was in an IT company. I was up here all the time. I had no connection to my senses at all. I had no idea of what my stomach was trying to tell me or my body. I really couldn't. So if I can learn it, everybody can learn it. I can tell you that, because I was really, the first years, I literally had to stand up and ask yes and no questions all the time before I started to get a sense of, oh, that was a yes. Or that was a no. But I literally had to stand up every time because my body moved slightly forwards when it was a yes and slightly backwards when it was a no. So people thought I was completely losing my mind. I was standing up all the time like, oh, and asking yes and no questions. And then all of a sudden, and one day I was standing with a horse. It was in the class. I was standing with a horse and the owner was there as well, and all of a sudden I really had a pain in my hip. It was really, really pain. And I thought, okay, I've been standing up the whole day yesterday and the whole day today. So now we might want to sit down soon because I'm getting tired in my body, blah, 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 up in my brain. And then all of a sudden I realized, shit, my body is telling me that the horse has a pain in the hips. And I asked the owner, is there something with the hips? And she just looked at me like, yes, he's got a hip problem. He's always got a hip problem. So do I, she said. So that was the way my body in that moment told me something about that there was something going on with the hips, not just with the horse, but also with her, their owner. So, and maybe my body has been like that all the time, but I didn't realize. So sometimes it is about building consciousness and awareness for all of us participating in the class and in our everyday life, that once we start listening to their signals, whether it's a physical sense or it's a word or it's a sense or what it is, we can all build it. And the way, actually, just every time we got it right, just acknowledge ourselves and say, oh, I got that right. Oh, how would it, what would it take to have more of that? And not go into the head all the time. So we'll practice that again and again in the class and get a sense of us and of the horses and their interaction. And yeah, so was that there? If we can all, I do believe that we can all go as far as we choose to in the matter of being capable of listening to horses or communicating with annoying mosquitoes or neighbors or whatever it is. And horses is just such an enjoyable and very, very nice way of really practicing these tools and really get the sense of, oh, how do I function in this? What is it for me to speak energetically and listen in? So it's quite interesting.
So, Hannah, the class is going to benefit the people that come to the class, and the horses. So you could come whether you're looking to clear something for yourself, some place where you're stuck personally, or if you own a horse or ride a horse and the horse has got physical issues or behavioral issues or something, this class will actually work for everyone and for both horses and people.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jenny. Yeah, because it's what comes up in the class comes up in the class, and that might be horse issues that, like you say, it can be horses that are with some physical challenges, or it can be behavioral challenges, and we'll focus on the horses and the horses' behavior, but we'll also all the time be aware of what is going on with us, and the participants can we always start second day by doing a little round of how are you all doing, because I guarantee you things will pop up, because it will have an impact on us, and we can receive whatever comes up and we can deal with it there in the class. Mm-hmm. So yes, it will on one hand show us the possibilities of these tools, how dynamic they really are, gets more clear there in any other class. For me, that's my interesting point of view, that it gets so clear how dynamic this is, and we will have practical tools to deal with the horses and our daily lives there afterwards. Yeah, so it is actually what the horses and the participant brings to the class. Right. There is a manual, and we'll go from that, but we'll definitely go with whatever pops up there. So if you have a horse with challenges, or you have something where you yourself think, I would like this part of dealing with horses to work better for me, or what would it take for me to actually make that avatar plug in, or whatever comes up, whatever you want to work with, we'll also have a look at some of the things that we have done in classes before as examples, not going with the stories, but there are so many practical examples of how we can, it's the variety of the practical things that we have been dealing with is so big that it's like, it has been a gallop horse that has been really injured in its leg and had a behavior that was really not, and it was going to be put down, and we dealt with it in one class, and we actually not fixed it because it fixed itself, you know, but we did some work with very injured horses. Or the latest one is actually here, when you were in Denmark, the day after, I was with Susie with a herd of horses. And in that herd of horses, there was one horse that was completely excluded from their herd. And he was far away from the herd, and there was an energy around him that was not very easy or fun. And we were looking at that, and I had seen him try to get into the herd where the others would kick him so he couldn't move. But he wouldn't at all deal with it at that time. That was a week before. Now we saw this herd again, and there was this horse standing far away from the other horses, and he was really looking not very happy. So we did the basic tools, started up the energy flow, opened up the channels of communication, and started asking him questions. He was so funny because he was standing like 50 meters away from Susie and I. And when we asked the question, he would look up and look straight into our eyes. And he was just like saying, when he said no, he would just turn his head away. Or if he said yes, he would just nod quietly. And we asked maybe 8-10 questions. It took totally 4 minutes. And we were asking questions of what is this all about? What is going on there? He said, is there an entity? That got really clear very fast, that there was an entity, there was an energy around the horse that the other horses would not have him near them at all. And so we cleared that. And in the beginning, he didn't want to clear it, but we asked some questions of what would it take for you to let go of this energy, and what can we contribute with that would let you, that would make you choose to get rid of that? And once we really got into the core, that was question number 7 or something, it was like, would this do it for you? Could I be the connection that the I could connect you with the every day, and you will let go of that other energy? And he said yes, and he walked straight up to me, and I could put my hand on him, and we made an entity clearing, and he walked straight into the herd, and he's been there since. That was an entity, there was an energy around the horse that the other horses would not allow close to them, and I wouldn't blame them. It was not to point at them at all, and he couldn't let go of that. But 8 questions did the trick for him, where he realized, okay, I can choose something else. I will let go of this energy. And he did, poof, like that, 4 minutes, and he was in the herd. And it was just, it's things like that. It can be physical things, or it can be a behavior thing where there is something that is not working, something that is shouting out to be changed in some way. And sometimes, even though the horses are very conscious, there's sometimes questions that can be asked that can make them even more like, I'll do that. So it's a variety in that area too, with it can be a wound on the leg, or it can be a horse that keeps on getting lame or doesn't want to be in that stable or can't canter quickly, or it can be all kinds of things. Yeah.
Hannah, could you talk a little bit about abuse on horses? Do they make it significant as people sometimes do?
Yes. And it's always a topic that we bring up as well. And we always have, I have a download of the abuse CDs on my cell phone. So we play it there. Funny story is with last time in Ireland when I doing a class there, we talked a little bit about abuse. Everybody has been abused. Every horse has been abused. And playing the sound files, clearing animals of abuse, just makes a difference. So I always say, play it in every stable. Download the sound file. It costs like $35. Download it and play it in the stable. You'll see your horses change. Or play it. I'll sometimes play it outside the door of my big teenager, and it does make a change. So it makes a change for all of us. The funny thing in Ireland last time, we went out on the field and I had the sound file on my cell phone, and one of the horses just came running, and he just went to the cell phone, and he was standing with the cell phone like this all the time. He really was conscious about that he needed this. He could really, this could be a contribution to him. It was so funny to see, because that horse was just standing with her head completely on the cell phone, listening or getting the vibe, the sense, the clearings, all of that. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. So in that way too, it's a contribution to the horse, but it's also a contribution to us, because we all have something that we want to clear in that area too. So yeah. There will be something about the abuse, that's for sure. And just when you walk into the stable and walk down the stable, you hear it all the time. Oh, you silly horse. Oh, you're so stubborn. Or this one is really a maniac. Or this is also abuse. That's also abuse, that you put all these things to the animal and they just grab it and say, oh, I'm a maniac. Okay, I'll be a maniac if that's what you want me to be. And they're... the verbal abuse and the way that we put all kinds of things on their animals is also, so it's also creating a consciousness about, oh, we want to be aware of what we say or what we put out there all the time on horses and on ourselves.
Yeah, because it's not when we, I mean, people that work with horses generally really, really love their horses.
Oh, yeah.
It's if we can create the awareness of the projections and what we say, when we actually sometimes saying things as a joke, oh, my horse is crazy, ha, ha, ha. Yeah,
exactly.
It could be like a trend to have a crazy horse, but you don't actually realize what you're putting out there energetically. So if this can also facilitate awareness with people around the horses,
Yeah.
Because we're not doing it on purpose, or we're not trying to be abusive or anything like that. We're just not aware of the effects of the energy of that.
Exactly. And also when we judge ourselves. When we judge ourselves, if you sit on the back of a horse and you judge yourself for whatever, being too heavy or being too late or whatever, the horse will just pick up there's a judgment. He doesn't look at whether you're judging you or you're judging him or you judge. He just picks up the heaviness of a judgment. And that makes it, so putting awareness, thank you for that, Jenny, putting awareness to what we actually do to ourselves and to the horses when we judge ourselves or them or the whole world is actually a huge contribution, can be a huge contribution to us and to our daily lives if we get more aware of how much judgments there are all the time and how much we do it all the time. Because the horses, that's where that that very clear mirror that they do. Yeah. Because if you judge, they will tell you. If you try to pretend to be something you're not, they will give you the finger and walk off because they don't want to deal with you then. They will make you aware every time that we are not the Ten Commandments. Every time we judge, every time we are not present, every time, they will let you know. And if we're willing to listen, the horses can be your facilitator of life. And what if everything we need to know about life and living we can actually learn from a horse, because they are so clear in how they show us who we are and what we are all the time.
So when are the classes happening?
Sorry?
When are your classes? And I know you're also coming to South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I'm actually going to Colorado in USA, and the week after Alberta in Canada, and then Holland, and then Ireland, and then South Africa will be, Jenny, it's October.
17th and 18th of October.
Oh, yeah. October 17th to 18th in Joburg, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 18th.
And I'm looking so much forward to that. Hey, let's see how much fun we can create in Joburg with these tools. It's going to be really amazing. So you guys actually have 2 months to get ready and sign up and come and play with us, because it's really, it might change your life around horses and elsewhere.
Yeah. So the one thing, sorry, Jenny.
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
I was.
Oh. Please carry on.
I just said I have to wait 3 more weeks.
Oh, yay.
Oh, are you coming to Holland?
Yeah.
Yay, cool. How does it get any better than that? That's the last weekend of August. That will be in Holland. We're going to have fun there as well. Yes. Yeah. So, but all the classes, you can find all the classes on www.accessconsciousness.com under Animal Classes, Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, on Facebook. On the Access web, they will always be listed there. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Holland as well. That's going to be amazing as well.
I hardly can wait. Yeah.
And they will also be San Diego in October, and there will be India and Dubai in November, and there will be Mexico in January, and Scotland in April. So there's a lot of them. And if there's someone out there who thinks, oh, will she never come to Nepal or Mongolia or whatever, then call or write or something, you know, so...
Send a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have a horse, but we can play with some horses somewhere.
Yeah, so we have at the venue for the Joburg class, there are 4 horses at the venue.
Yeah.
That's part of the class. So it's not necessary to own a horse or to bring a horse. There are horses there that will be contributing to the class.
Yeah, cool. How does it get any better than that? How interesting will it be to meet those horses and see what they've got for us and what we can contribute to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting to the end of the show, and I just want to say thank you so much, because one of the things that I became aware of is the horse's willingness to be whatever it is we require them to be. And I would love so much more of that for me, being what other people require to create more consciousness in this world. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. And for
thank you for saying that, because that's actually one of the core things that comes out of this, and that really makes the engine running, is that the horses really wish to contribute to a better world. And they can, if we let them. They are not just some four-legged tool or toy. They really, really can change the world if we let them contribute.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And thank you for putting this up. It was really awesome.
Thank you so much for coming to play. Thank you for everyone on the Zoom and everyone actually listening on every other platform now and in the future. So what else can we choose and play with and create with now, now that we've had this conversation?
Yeah. What else is possible?
Yeah. Thank you thanks. Very much. This was awesome. And thanks, Hannah. We'll see you soon.
Yes, we will.
Bye, everyone.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.